शांति, ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। फिर साइलेंस में बैठे, अभी तक बैठे नहीं है ना, इतनी साइलेंस में जाएं जो दिन भर में भी हलचल में नहीं आए। ट्रांसलेशन आ रहा है? नहीं है, ट्रांसलेशन वाला नहीं है। इसको जगह दो ना, बैठाओ बैठाओ। है ट्रांसलेशन वाला? है ट्रांसलेशन? है तब तक साइलेंस करो एक मिनट।
ओके, हेलो, ओम शांति। Hello, Om Shanti. You can let Daddy know that a translator has arrived. Boris, try for her. Try Jasu.
जितना आवाज से परे रहे।
I can't hear, Boris.
तो आदत ही हो जाएगी।
Hi, I'm just fine. There's a little bit of difficulty of me hearing Daddy. Okay, thank you.
सत्युग में आवाज में आएंगे, पर कैसे
होंगे? When we come to the go to the golden age, what will be the sound like there, and what is the sound like here? What will be the sweetness in the golden age? This is why the rehearsal is to go beyond sound. The golden age won't be like this. There's a big difference between the Iron Age and the Golden Age. And so Baba shares this with us, but also we can also see it for ourselves and identify it for ourselves. So firstly I'm remembering. Before going to this wonderful world, we have to remain in silence here. And so my mind and my heart, when we are very peaceful through that honest heart, we can remain in remembrance and we can do service. When we do things with our heart, we can have remembrance and we can do service with our heart. And when we do service, we do service with our heart. And it is only when the intellect is focused, when it's able to experience that power, so the more we are focused and concentrated, the powers we then accumulate. It's like we store it. One is to accumulate the power. How much happiness we experience when that storage is there. So it's not like we're counting. We're not counting, but we're actually experiencing.
याद अपने आप आती है जिनको इतनी मेहनत करके
when we
ध्यान खींचवाता है.
It's only when we pay a lot of attention that we experiencing what we need to feel, and then we are drawn to paying attention. So what Baba draws attention to, whatever I share, to really hear, to listen. So listen with attention. I'm just going to hand you back to Sister Jasu.
When you listen with attention, you have the desire to do something. But when you don't hear anything, you don't want to do it.
Practice karte hain, anubhav hota hai. To aur aage chalke rehearsal karne ki ichha hoti hai.
When you have practice, you have further experiences and your desire to do it increases.
सत्युग में आने के पहले अभी संगम पर रिहर्सल करना है.
The time we're going through now is the time for rehearsal before going into the golden age.
बहुत अच्छी बात ये है. अच्छी रिहर्सल तभी होंगी. किस लिए होंगी? संपूर्ण निर्विकारी बनने के लिए.
When will good rehearsals take place? When we have the attention to become completely viceless. Not just viceless, but completely viceless. And to be complete in all virtues. There shouldn't be the slightest deficiency in becoming complete, not the slightest trace of any vice. Today's Murli Baba has drawn our attention. If there's any kind of feeling of dislike towards anyone in your mind, then you'll feel anger towards them. Yes, there is dislike. Doesn't matter for who, but there is dislike. Then there'll definitely be anger for that person, towards that person. Even a little bit of feeling of getting upset or anger will not allow you to become peaceful inside. It won't allow you to have remembrance with love. Just see this from experience. If I have a little bit of anger in me, then I'll have to make effort to stay in remembrance. But if there's no anger in me, I won't have to make effort for remembrance. If all traces of vices inside have finished, then I become completely free. Otherwise, there's fear inside that from that slight trace, maybe a whole progeny, a whole creation grows. You can see this in yourself, you can see in others. If there's any type of trace remaining, then at any moment, the whole creation grows and it goes beyond your control. Then you're not able to, and you're not able to suppress. You can't actually suppress it, you're not allowed to do that, but you're not able to merge it either. When you do suppress it, or can't do anything else, then there's feeling of sorrow. But by actually merging it in yourself, at least the path becomes clear for moving forward. If you suppress it, then that's not right. You merge it and you're able to move forward. There shouldn't be anything which acts like a barrier.
Checking point.
On your journeys you have checking points. So at the checking point,
barrier hat jaye.
When you get to the checking point, have such power of remembrance that the barrier automatically opens and you can just pass through. No situation should come in front of you, even in the form of its shadow. If there's even a shadow of a situation in front of you, then you can't experience the canopy of protection from Baba. We children have experienced this. What is the experience when you're under the canopy of protection, and what is the experience when you have a shadow in front of you? Baba says, increase the power of your experience and give others help through that power. Whoever comes in front of you, in connection with you, in relationship with you, let them feel that power. Weak ones don't know why they are weak. In their weakness, they just end up crying out in distress. Because they're unable to do anything, they become irritated, there's heaviness, they feel a burden. Baba says, child, remain light, draw such might that you develop the practice of remaining light. And then in order to remain light, what do you need to do? You should keep these things in your mind. What should I do to remain light? What should I do to draw that might from Baba? If you keep these things in your mind, then useless things don't enter your mind and there's no need for them to enter. One thing comes into your mind, you experience that. Another thing comes into your mind, you experience that. A third thing comes into your mind, you experience that. So accumulate the experiences in this way. That is said to someone, just don't become heavy. Okay, you don't want to become heavy, but then how do you remain light? In heaviness, the sound becomes heavy. There's heaviness in your words. Heaviness in relationship. The atmosphere becomes heavy. But if you remain light,
वायुमंडल बहुत हल्का शांत उमंग उल्लास वाला
the atmosphere becomes one of zeal and enthusiasm, not just one of sitting in peace doing nothing, but zeal and enthusiasm where you feel like doing things. What would it feel like if the birds are just sitting there peacefully? And on the other hand, they're flying with zeal and enthusiasm. Which one would be better? When they're flying, their sound also is very sweet. So now at the confluence age, it's the age of the flying stage. Previously it was the stage of ascent. First it's that. In the Iron Age there's no stage, no degrees, no stage of any kind of movement. It's just downhill. Kala is being used in two contexts. One is the art, a skill, a talent. So some have the art or the talent of singing or writing, and they say it's a gift from God, a talent from God that they've got, and they don't have any ego about that. But in the Iron Age, there's like no degrees. It's like there isn't any awareness of those degrees of perfection. Now at the confluence age, I'm speaking of everything with experience. As you become viceless, in the same way you also become complete with all virtues. The two are very much connected. The vice is being removed and you're becoming full of the virtues. If there's any vice, then there's many defects there also. The virtues get hidden and the defects are visible. It doesn't matter what vices there are, any vice that's in the soul. Even if someone is virtuous, but the virtues are not visible because of that vice, even just one vice. Even jealousy is a vice. It brings force in someone, makes one feel bossy in that sense. Dislike, hatred is also a vice. It changes your vision towards others. So you have to pay attention to the self. Baba gives us all talents, all arts in service. Someone has a little bit of an art about something, but Baba fills it with power so that you then achieve success when you're making effort with love. You're doing it from your heart, with your heart. Doing service, you're doing it altruistically. There's no desire for name and fame in your doing that service. Yes, there's a little bit of, if someone insults you a little bit, defames you a little bit, then you do have the power to tolerate. So yes, Baba's watching and sees that the child has attention on imbibing virtues, and so Baba gives you those talents, these skills. If you're not paying attention to imbibing virtues, then you can't become 16 celestial degrees complete. My conscience, the reasoning and my experience says each one's conscience says to what extent their conscience tells them where they're at, but one should be able to listen to their conscience. Some are so much engrossed in some things about themselves, they don't ask themselves by being in that state of peace and listening to their conscience, what is my conscience saying? They just don't have that time for themselves. By belonging to Baba, your conscience has awakened. Before it had gone to sleep, It was just dormant. But now you belong to Baba and the conscience awakens. It was suppressed. In the Iron Age, what would it do if it would awaken? Because it was suppressed. There was the feeling of sorrow. There was peacelessness. But then, what can one do? So Baba awakened our conscience, through which the intellect begins to work. When you imbibe knowledge in your intellect, then the conscience awakens. And the other way also, when your conscience awakens, you're able to imbibe knowledge very well. So I have to ask my conscience. Sometimes I ask myself, I think about it, should I ask my heart, should I ask my conscience? My heart bears witness to everything. The heart bears witness, the conscience doesn't. The heart says, yes, conscience, you've begun to work well, peacefully. Then Baba becomes happy that the child has now become sensible. If someone asks me, are you happy and content? And that his response would be, ask Baba on my behalf. Is my Baba asking for the self even? Is my Baba peace and happy and content with me? Baba will be happy and content if at every moment, every day, every moment, every hour, minute, every hour, every day, if I remain happy and content. Never letting go of my happiness. If at any moment, any hour, any minute, if I remain upset, unhappy, then what's Baba going to say? What kind of face am I going to be able to show to Baba then? In the Laukik world also, whatever people do, they do it to show the people. Money, position, whatever it is, it's just to show their face. Means to be able to live up to the world. Sometimes there's a failure about something and they hide themselves away. They don't want to show their face to anyone. If I fail, what kind of face am I going to show Baba then? Obedient, faithful, trustworthy, and children who follow Baba's instructions. An obedient child would always say yes, yes Baba, in everything. They'll never even slightly indicate in a negative way, but always as soon as Baba says something, they'll nod in agreement saying yes, it's Baba's order, and so this is something that I have that much honest, that much regard for. And then as a child, you're a faithful child. As a bride, you're a faithful bride. A faithful child has a right to the inheritance. A faithful bride is very powerful, very strong. It's the power of faith of having that fortune of being wed, and she's able to show a stern eye to the rishis and munis. Rishi Muni Tapasvis, they show that they have occult powers and they're able to do many things through that. But a true bride, a faithful bride, would not show miracles of occult powers in that way, because those things you can't salute. The Tapasvis, Rishis, Munis, they show their miracles and make people bow down to them, but the faithful bride doesn't do that, but yet there's a strong power that she has. She doesn't remember any other people nor other possessions. There's no one else, there's nothing else. For a long time, when I used to explain the picture of the Mahalakshmi, it's the image of Lakshmi with four arms, two arms pointing upwards and two arms pointing downwards, being a bestower. So upwards, the palms upwards, showing that I don't have anything belonging to me. Yesterday, Dadi had read the volcanic patti points. And in that, Baba had said, two hands of blessings, let them be upwards, like giving blessings on everyone, showering blessings on everyone. So give blessings to everyone. When you give blessings, you give with both hands. To be so merciful, and so be a bestower in that. So bestower is hands pointing downwards. That he especially asked for these points because even though we read them during the early time, but then Daddy wanted to revise them. So she'd asked for this to be kept beside her. So for a long time, she used to just be aware of Mahalakshmi in this way, two arms, two hands pointing upwards, two palms pointing downwards, and she gives with both hands. Generally, people donate with their right hand, but here Mahalakshmi donating with both hands, being the bestower. But now at the confluence age, both hands of blessings are necessary. The world needs this. So who is that Lakshmi? It's not a question of a brother or sister being Lakshmi. It applies to each one. Today Baba said the brother should not have any bossiness and sister should not have any attachment. Bossiness of the males and the attachment of the females. Let each one become free from these two things. The slightest attachment to anyone, even to your own body or bodily relations, it will definitely cause you sorrow. If there's bossiness, you'll definitely cause sorrow. The ones with attachment will experience sorrow themselves. The ones with bossiness will cause sorrow to others. But if I become free from this, then I'll receive blessings from all around, everywhere. Wherever I step foot, I'll be receiving blessings. It's now the confluence age, the time to make our treasure store of blessings full. Today Baba said, a couple of weeks ago, so Baba had spoken about this, the Bandara and the Bandari. So the service, Baba's box is for service, it's not personally for anyone. And also the Bandara, the treasure store, that should be full of knowledge, the jewels of knowledge. So the box of Shri Baba's treasure box and also the Bhandara of the intellect, that should never be empty of the jewels of knowledge. Then you'll receive blessings from everyone. So first obedient, then faithful, then honest and trustworthy, to be so honest in everything. So when someone is honest like that, then that person is trustworthy and others have trust in them. They're not going to have any kind of deception, any kind of mixture in anything, in their thoughts, words or actions. By remaining honest in this way, this is honest and trustworthy. By being like this, you get a place to sit in Baba's heart. Couple of days ago, Mohini Ben of New York had phoned and she was calling from Suriname. They were celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Caribbean service. And Dadi had travelled there once, and I think that's what she's talking about, 10 years anniversary, and Dadi had gone there 15 years ago. And everyone remembers that because there wasn't a flight at that time. There was problems there and there weren't any flights. It was the day of Thursday, and they travelled by boat then. They were going to have Gaya, the Thursday in Guyana where uncle was, but Daddy was unable to get there because of the plane strikes. And so they had this Thursday in Suriname. But the scene that I saw at that time, and it was like Baba's heart opened, and everyone who comes, they're just able to merge in Baba's heart. I don't go into trance, but that feeling, that image that appeared in front of me, I've never been able to forget. Because people in Mauritius and people in Suriname, they really have so much bhavna, that deep love. They have lots of temples there too. And so Daddy reminded Mohini Ben and the people in Suriname of that the other day. They had taken Daddy somewhere to a minister's home, and then Daddy was going to stay the night there, and then the next day she had to travel by the boat somewhere. They didn't have Daddy didn't want to sleep on the bed, and they had a swing, and so she slept on that swing. The next day they traveled by boat to another place, and they remembered that when Daddy reminded them of it. The service that Baba has made you instruments for, when you do that with honesty and whilst being trustworthy, the power of that is accumulated in the soul. At the confluence age, everyone to be completely viceless and to become the complete and perfect souls who see everyone's virtues. And then we'd say, yes, the world of happiness. Baba has made us instruments to create that world of happiness. And so the world inside myself, I have to check, is that one that's of happiness and giving happiness to others? Is that my inner world one that gives happiness? Is it in a state of happiness? Or is there some kind of sorrow inside? Is there some pain inside? If there is, then finish that, wipe it off. With the power of concentration and stability, keep Baba in front of you, and you'll find that pain, the suffering, the sorrow, all of that goes away. It goes away in just a minute. This is not the time to be experiencing sorrow and remaining in that state of sorrow. It's the time to be in that state of supersensuous joy. It's the time to remain peaceful with the inner mind. The time to accumulate the power of Baba's love. But ask yourself, how is my time being used in a worthwhile way? And because of us, the time of others is also being used in a worthwhile way, making sure that nothing is going to waste. The time is not going to waste. And so now for 5 minutes we will first to have silence for 5 minutes, and then we'll hear about the gem. Sister Maureen will come to share, and after that we'll offer bhoga.
Om Shanti. What Matthew is going to present now will be translated in Hindi from up above. So those people, 1 minute, those people who have had, who got headphones, who used it for English translation, can you pass it on to the neighbors who might want it? The old Matajis who might want it? Mataye, jinko Hindi mein translation chahiye, please, thank you. Sun liya.
Om Shanti, good morning. Which program should we talk about today? I think the
Om Shanti,
the lid is well
and
off the jam jar.
Koi Hindi wala haath uthaye?
And
thank you.
The jam has been lovingly distributed around the world, and we'll hear more about just how far around the world a bit later on. We're going to start off with
abhi jam bahut sare desh mein phail gaya hai.
Actually, we're not going to see Yuri Geller, unfortunately. He's been, because of the time limitations, it's been suspended for a later date.
Yuri Geller, jiske sath dadi ka program Albert Hall mein hua tha, uski bhi clip hai, lekin time bahut kam hai, isliye wo nahi dikhayenge. Lekin dusri clip aap pehchan jayenge kiski hai.
ये
रॉबिन ऑस्ट्रेलिया से जो आया हुआ है इसकी वीडियो है.
ओके ऑडियो
एक एक मिनट का वीडियो बनाया हुआ है. नहीं, ये रॉबिन गिब है जो बीजीस वाला है ड्विना का युगल. साइलेंस बहुत अच्छा है जिससे जैसे ऐसे ठिकाने पर पहुंच सकते हैं जहां पर हम अकेले ही होते हैं और हमारे संकल्प धारा को हम बहुत ही स्पष्ट कर सकते हैं. हमको निर्णय करना होता है तो साइलेंस शक्ति बहुत मदद करती है. इससे जैसे कि हमको मालूम पड़ता है हमको भी क्या करना है, साइलेंस से रिलैक्स भी कर सकते हैं. जिससे हमको बहुत स्ट्रेस होता है उसके बाद हम साइलेंस में जाते हैं तो जैसे बहुत रिलैक्सिंग अनुभव करते हैं.
हम इसीलिए
दादी गुरु सर
मिनट का कहते हैं क्योंकि आजकल के समय में टाइम तो बहुत सभी को कीमती है.
We saying just a minute because one of the most priceless rare things in today's world is time. Even if somebody wants to do something and they have a real interest, and even if there's a need, they'll avoid it if it takes too much time. But if you say just a minute, well, a minute anybody can take out whilst you're moving from one place to another. You can find a minute somewhere in between. And the principle that we're talking about is just the principle of acquiring a taste. You know, even if you eat, if you're going to taste something, even if you don't eat it, even if you've just tasted it, actually the taste becomes unforgettable.
कोई बात को हम सिर्फ चख लेते हैं तो वो जाम जो टेस्ट है वो हम भूल नहीं सकते हैं.
Powerful stuff. So those two of the latest video clips.
ये अभी बनाए हुए वीडियो क्लिप्स हैं दादी गुलजार की और रॉबिन गिब की.
Isabel Nicola and the team for putting together all of those.
जो जैम में काम करने वाले इजाबेल और निकला और दो तीन भाइयों ने ऐसे इकट्ठी की है. हमने बहुत थोड़ी देखी है लेकिन अभी 25 ऐसी एक एक मिनट की स्लाइड्स बनी हुई है लंदन में और देशों से भी आई हुई है, तो बात 45 जितनी ऐसी एक एक मिनट की इकट्ठी हुई है और ये अभी 17 तारीख को तो सिर्फ लॉन्च होगा लेकिन उसके आगे ये कार्यक्रम और चलेगा, तो उस समय दिखाने के लिए और भी काफी मटेरियल है। और अभी हम टिकट्स के बारे में आपको कुछ बताएंगे क्योंकि अभी मालूम है कि टिकट्स सारी बिक गए है, कोई भी टिकट नहीं रही है, लेकिन फिर भी हमको लीफलेट्स तो बांटने हैं जो 30,000 लीफलेट्स पड़े हैं। तो पहले तो कुछ दिन पहले हमने कुछ हफ्ते पहले बताया था कि जिनको हमने टिकट्स ऑलरेडी दे दी है, जिन्होंने ऑर्डर्स दे दिया है टिकट का, उनको याद दिलाते रहना क्योंकि कई बार बहुत समय पहले से टिकट ले लेते हैं फिर समय आने पर भूल जाते हैं। हम लोग तो नहीं भूलेंगे लेकिन वो लोग तो एक ही बारी सुना है तो शायद भूल जाएंगे। एक महीना पहले फ्री टिकट मिली है तो शायद भूल जाएंगे क्योंकि बहुत व्यस्त रहते हैं अपने कारोबार में, तो उनको याद दिलाते रहना ईमेल द्वारा कि टिकट है तो वो याद दिलाना, टिकट नहीं है तो फिर वेबसाइट पर भी वो कथा देख सकते हैं। और तीसरा एनिमेशन जो वो व्यक्तियों का दिखाते हैं वो अभी नहीं है लेकिन वेबसाइट पर है, तो उनको याद दिलाए कि वो ये देख सकते हैं। और तीसरा अभी हम वेबकास्ट जो होने वाला है उसको भी प्रमोट करना है, जानकारी सबको देनी है। और भले अभी टिकट बिक गए हैं, कई लोग फिर भी टिकट वापस भी करते हैं, तो आप घड़ी घड़ी मतलब एक दिन के बाद एक दिन छोड़ के ऐसे फोन करते रहेंगे तो शायद टिकट मिल भी सकती है। एक दिन कुछ भी नहीं होंगी, दूसरे दिन शायद और मिल सकती है क्योंकि कई लोग वापस भी करते हैं। तो ऐसे नहीं कि एक बार ही आपको ना कर दे तो फिर आप छोड़ दो, लेकिन दो दिन के बाद फिर फोन करना वेम्बली एरिना को। और वेबकास्ट में क्या होगा, ये प्रोग्राम जब चलता है तो उसका सारा लाइव कनेक्शन होगा जो आप इंटरनेट के ऊपर देख सकेंगे, घर बैठे भी आप ये पब्लिक वेबसाइट पर देख सकते हो। उसी दिन प्रोग्राम का जो वेबसाइट का पहला पेज होगा वो अलग होगा अभी जो है उनसे। एक होगा वेबकास्ट देखना, और तीसरा होगा एक मिनट साइलेंस के लिए रजिस्टर करना, जो हम 100 देश के साथ लिंकअप करेंगे तो उसमें हम अलग अलग देश का इमेज देख सकेंगे। तो ये तीन बटन्स उसमें होंगे, तो उसके लिए भी रजिस्टर करना है। और एक सारे पृथ्वी का ग्लोब का पिक्चर होगा और जैसे जैसे देश कनेक्ट होते जाते हैं तो उसमें ये लाइट जगती जाएंगी, तो सारा ग्लोब जैसे लाइट से भर जाएगा जब ये सारे देश कनेक्ट करते हैं। और अभी शो के बारे में कुछ बताते हैं कि ये शो प्रोड्यूस करने में बहुत ही सारा काम गया है, बहुत ही मेहनत गई है। लीफ़ ने उस दिन प्रोग्राम के बारे में सब बताया था और मैं स्केड्यूल देख रहा था, 2.5 घंटे की थी लेकिन उसमें 4 मिनट में एक एक जैसे नई चीज होती रहती है, तो ये तो बहुत बड़ा कार्य है, जैसे क्योंकि 2.5 घंटे में इतने सारे प्रोग्राम जैसे बने हैं तो बहुत एक्साइटिंग होगा। उस दिन दादी जैम वालों को मिल रही थी और कह रही थी कि सचमुच सारे परिवार को जैसे इस प्रोग्राम को वो सकाश देनी है ताकि ये प्रोग्राम सहज रीति से ही चले, जो वेबकास्ट पर देखे वो आ भी सके और कनेक्ट कर सके, जैसे सारा ही परिवार इसमें ही लगा हुआ है, चाहे कोई स्थूल कार्य कर रहे हैं चाहे कोई अपनी शुभ भावना शुभकामना दे रहे हैं, लेकिन हर एक की सहयोग की जरूरत है और सब दे भी रहे हैं।
it really, really does need to continue, and I'm sure it will intensify in the run-up to the
17th. और जब दादी गुलजार बोलती हैं तो सिक्स जैम मोमेंट जैसे प्रोग्राम अलग अलग जैम मोमेंट्स का है, तो जब दादी गुलजार बोलती हैं तो उसके बाद ये जो स्क्रीन पर दिखाया जाएगा ये सारे इमेजेस हैं, तो ये साइलेंस में ही हम देखेंगे. ये वीडियो बनाई है. जब हम बदलते हैं तो वो विश्व बदलती है. सिर्फ एक मिनट शांति में रहो. जब कंप्यूटर शुरू करते हो, क्योंकि ये जैम का लोगो ही है जो कंप्यूटर चालू करने का बटन है, तो जब कंप्यूटर चालू करते हो तो उस समय एक मिनट शांत में रहो. जब कुछ भी करते हो, जब सिर्फ ऊपर जाने का समय है, ये ट्रेन में चढ़ते हैं जब सीढ़ी के ऊपर जाते हैं, उस समय एक मिनट ले लो. अलग अलग तरीके से अपने को एक पे एक मिनट दे सकते हो. जब आवाज बंद कर देते हो, जो बटन दबा करके ताकि आवाज न आए, तो उस समय एक मिनट में शांत, एक मिनट शांत में चले जाओ. जब लोग बहुत तंग हो जाते हैं जहां भी जाते हैं, तो जैसे स्ट्रेस ही होता है, जैसे जल्दी जल्दी सब कुछ करना होता है घड़ी घड़ी, तो वो भी अपने को शांत में रखो.
Very powerful, huh?
जब ट्रैफिक लाइट पर आते हो, कहते ये टेस्ट था, आप साइलेंस में रह सकते हो या नहीं. ये ग्रीन लाइट ट्रैफिक लाइट पर खड़े हैं, तो ऐसे नहीं कि उस समय सो जाए, लेकिन ऐसे जागृत अवस्था में रहे, साइलेंस में ही.
Next thing I want to just briefly tell you about is the amazing work that's gone into the.
और ये सारे विश्व की जो एम रखा है, 100 देश कनेक्ट करे, तो अभी तक 91 कंट्रीज तो हो गए हैं. खास करके जब हम अफ्रीका के सारे देश आए उसमें, तो अभी तो 90 से ज्यादा कंट्रीज ने हाँ कर दिया है कि वो लोग कनेक्ट करेंगे, तो इसके लिए बहुत ताली बजाएंगे. ये स्लाइड में दिखा रहे हैं कहाँ कहाँ पर, लेकिन अभी बताया नहीं है, लेकिन सारे विश्व में जैसे अलग अलग जगह से सब कनेक्ट कर रहे हैं.
95.
अभी 95 कंट्रीज ने, 95 देश ने हाँ कर दी है कि हम कनेक्ट करेंगे उसी दिन उसी समय. खास करके 4 से 4:30 बजे में समझती है ये सारा लिंक अप होगा. और अभी नेक्स्ट.
दिस इज डिबेटेबली the most powerful jam moment we've seen yet, a gift from France.
ये फ्रांस की तरफ से बहुत ही पावरफुल जैम मोमेंट, बहुत ही गुहे है. हम पहले एक्सपेक्ट नहीं कर रहे थे. ये फ्रेंच ब्रेड ब्रेकफास्ट में लेने के लिए हम रास्ते में ही जैसे अपने नाश्ते के लिए बैठे हैं, देख रहे हैं जैसे सारी दुनिया हमारे से पास करती जा रही है, हम तो आराम से बैठे हैं. आसपास कुछ भी होता रहे, शांतिपूर्वक अपना नाश्ता कर रहे हैं, ब्रेड पर जैम लगा रहे हैं, जैम मोमेंट है ना इसलिए, तो जैम लगाया, ये फ्रेंच ब्रेड खास लंबा सा ब्रेड होता है, उसमें जैम लगाया और आराम से वो जैम वाला ब्रेड बीच में ट्रैफिक रुक गई, ट्रैफिक जल्दी जल्दी जा रही है, इसको कोई हर्जा नहीं है, कितने भी आए कितने भी जाए कोई हर्जा नहीं, ट्रैफिक भी हमारे से पास करके चली जाएंगी। इतना मीठा अनुभव है जब हम सारे वातावरण में सारी हलचल में एक मिनट शांति में बैठते हैं। बहुत ही सुंदर तरीके से बताया।
Yeah, I'm speechless actually. I think I'll leave it there. Hand over to Sister Maureen.
अभी मैं मॉरिन बहन को बुलाएंगी, जैम के बारे में कुछ बताएंगे।
Shanti. So you can see, okay. Thank you. So this is day 14.
अभी 14 दिन बाकी है, अभी गिनती दिन कम होने की शुरू हो गए हैं और बहुत पावरफुल बातें हो रही है और ये तो सिर्फ शुरुआत है, अभी हम प्रोग्राम को लॉन्च कर रहे हैं। हम समझते हैं कि ये तो हमारी गोल है, हमारी मंजिल है, लेकिन ये भी याद रखना है कि ये तो सिर्फ शुरुआत है, ये अभी लॉन्च हो रहा है, तो विचार करो इसके बाद क्या होगा, विचार कर सकते हो? उसी दिन 17 सितंबर, कोई यहाँ बैठे हैं जिनको टिकट अभी तक नहीं मिले हैं?
Okay, so that means everyone else has
means tickets. और सब ने अपनी अपनी टिकट ले ली है। अगर 16 तारीख तक आपके पास टिकट नहीं है, 17 तारीख टिकट नहीं है, तो यहाँ पर वेबकास्ट में दिखाया जाएंगे, यहाँ बड़े स्क्रीन में ही दिखाया जाएंगे, और जिनको टिकट नहीं मिली है अपने परिवार वालों में भी, तो वो यहाँ आकर के भी देख सकते हैं। तो ऐसे नहीं समझना कि आप बिल्कुल ही वहाँ का अनुभव नहीं कर सकेंगे, वहाँ जो हो रहा है वो यहाँ देख सकेंगे, यहाँ अनुभव कर सकेंगे। जैसे मैथ्यू ने बताया, हम पूरा हॉल चाहते हैं। कई बार यहाँ से वहाँ से कुछ भी सुनने में आता है, कोई कहते हैं यहाँ टिकट है, कुछ टिकट बाकी है, किनके पास एक्स्ट्रा टिकट्स है? कोई हाथ नहीं उठाएंगे। जिनके पास एक्स्ट्रा टिकट्स हो, आपने बहुत अच्छे कारण के लिए अपने पास थोड़ी ज्यादा टिकट्स रखी होंगी अपने मित्र संबंधियों के आने के लिए, लेकिन अगर वो लोग नहीं आने चाहते हैं तो आप टिकट्स वापस कर देना। टिकट अपने पास ऐसे ही नहीं रखना, इसमें शर्म नहीं करना कि हम टिकट वापस कर रहे हैं, भले ज्यादा ली हो कोई हर्जा नहीं है, लेकिन अगर कोई आने वाले नहीं है, कोई टिकट यूज करने वाले नहीं है, तो आप वापस कर दो. जिनके लिए रखी है उनके पास अगर वो जरूरी आने वाले ही है, जरूर आने वाले हैं, तो ही टिकट रखो, नहीं तो लिज को या रोजमरी को टिकट वापस कर दो. अपने पास एक भी स्पेयर टिकट नहीं रखना.
Because we're literally every day,
रोज बाहर वालों से भी टिकट के लिए फोन आते रहते हैं कि हमको कितने हफ्ते से हम ट्राई कर रहे हैं लेकिन टिकट नहीं मिल रही है. शायद अच्छा होगा कि ब्राह्मण यहाँ ग्लोबल हाउस में बैठ करके भी देख सकते हैं, ताकि बाहर वाले भी ये लाभ ले सके. अभी एनर्जी प्रोग्राम की एनर्जी बहुत ही जैसे तेजी से जा रही है, और इसके इस प्रोग्राम को जो शक्ति मिली है जैसे कोई रोक नहीं सकता है, तो ये टिकट के बारे में सबका सहयोग चाहिए. और इसके प्रोग्राम के बाद फॉलो अप इवेंट्स बहुत सारे रखे हैं. एक तो है ये जैम हैबिट, जैम की आदत डालना, कैसे ये आदत डाले. जब भी कोई ऐसी जरूरत हो, कभी भी ऐसे कोई सिचुएशन हो, तो उसमें एक मिनट लो शांति में रहने का, और कैसे अपने जीवन में परिवर्तन होता है वो खास अनुभव कराने के लिए. तो इसके लिए सेमिनार्स रखे गए हैं अलग अलग जगह पर. ये लीफलेट जो बना है, बुकलेट जैसा है, हर एक को वहाँ पर ये बुकलेट मिलेगी, और उसमें फॉलो अप के सारे प्रोग्राम्स बहुत सारे जगह पर वो सारा दिखाया है, एडवर्टाइज किया हुआ है. ग्लोबल हाउस में भी है, लेकिन इनर स्पेसेस में भी है, एक वेस्ट एंड में और वेम्बली इनर स्पेस में भी है. जिंती बहन ये वेस्ट एंड में टॉक करेंगी, और यूके में भी अलग अलग सेंटर्स वाले फॉलो करेंगे. भले दो हफ्ता प्रोग्राम के हैं, लेकिन जो दादी हमेशा कहती है आगे क्या, व्हाट नेक्स्ट, अभी फॉलो अप के बारे में भी सोचते रहो, ताकि ये एनर्जी चलती रहे, ताकि सारे विश्व जैम करते रहे. इतना ही है, अभी भोग लगाएंगे. ओम शांति.
Om Shanti. I'll speak in English since I think that it's the Matajis who have the headphones now. As I've been hearing all the news of Jam, I've been aware that when Baba gives a signal and we follow that signal, then it's to be expected that there'll be miracles that will happen. It'll be amazing things that will unfold. And so it was last year that we asked Dadi Gulzar, we'd like to do a celebration for 70 years. Where should we do it? New York or London? And we waited for the answer. And when Dadi went to Baba, Baba's signal was, let it be London. And so at that moment then, we booked a hall and we didn't know what we were going to do with it. And somebody was saying that for the Brahmin family works backwards. Most people think about a program and then you find a venue. And here we found the venue first and then afterwards thought about the program. And I said, no, that it's not the cart and horse story, but in fact, it was Baba who said, do something. And so that was a seed, that was a start. So it's absolutely the right way to start. And then human minds always think in different ways, but it was Baba's plan that was unfolding all the time. And so really just seeing how much is happening, it's very beautiful to see how Baba's power, Baba's energy is working through his instruments, all the ones who've given so much love and dedication to make all this happen, not just here, but in 90-plus countries. But also, it's the wonder of drama and an appreciation of how drama is moving very, very fast. Om Shanti.